Aircheckdownloads.com. Saturday Super Classics with Tony McDonald.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Starting in the 60s with Fleetwood Mac, the Supremes, and Chris Andrews. Saturday Super Classics, BBC Hereford and Worcester, Tony McDonald with you until 2 o'clock today. How are you doing? We're starting the 60s. Haven't picked swinging 60s tunes for you with the Supremes. I hear a symphony. Well, there's at least a few violins on there. Only got to number 39 here. Such a good song, but in America, it was another number one tune from Motown writing and production legends Holland, Dozier Holland, the Supremes' sixth chart topper at the end of 1965, the title track of their album released the following year. And we started with a young man hailing from Essex, started out fronting his own group, Chris Revell and the Ravers, and even appeared on the TV music show Oh Boy in the late 50s. And Chris Andrews wrote some big hits for other artists, including The First Time for Adam Faith, and also big tune for Sandy Shaw, Girl Don't Come, before having hits as a solo artist. Yesterday Man was his debut, and it got to number 3 in November 1965. Our last hand-picked 60s tune for you is in memory of Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac, who died in the summer, age 73. This is the beautiful Man of the World. Gorgeous, isn't it? Fleetwood Mac, Man of the World on BBC Hereford and Worcester, remembering Peter Green, original lead guitarist, singer and founder member of the band back in 1967. He wrote that song and it remains one of the band's highest charting hits in this country. Peaked at number 2 in 1969. He died peacefully in his sleep in July, aged 73. Tomorrow morning, join us for Sunday Breakfast with Kate Justice from 6. Hereabouts, the Tin Tabernacle Church in Herefordshire has been added to the nation's National Heritage List. And she may not have waltzed off with the glitter ball trophy herself, but we'll be hearing from Worcestershire's star of this year, Strictly Come Dancing, the former Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, to get her reaction to tonight's final. Who is your money on for tonight? We'll talk more about that a bit later. That's with Kate tomorrow morning from 6 here on BBC Hereford and Worcester. I've got Robbie Williams encapsulating Christmas 2020 for you next. And I look back at albums marking their 40th anniversary. We'll take in Boney M and AC/DC on Saturday Super Classics.
On BBC One this Christmas.
The sound of where we live.
And all the music you love.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Love it. Robbie Williams, Can't Stop Christmas on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Santa's on his sleigh and he's 2 metres away. Love it. Oh, dear. Now, time for the first of the two albums we're celebrating in this hour that mark their 40th anniversary this year. Where does the time go? Can't believe it. 19th of December already. Anyway, is this in your collection? Did you buy it brand new in 1980? Come on, own up. Who's got Boney M's The Magic of Boney M, 20 golden hits? I know you have. Some great tunes on there. They hadn't even had 20 top 40 hits here by that time, though. Just 12. So there were some album tracks filling out the listing. And it really marks the close of the main phase of Boney M's UK chart career. Boney M achieved one more top 40 hit single in 1981, then have only appeared in the singles and album charts again with re-releases, mega mixes and other greatest hits albums. But let's go back to The Magic of Boney M. It was their third number one album in a row here, with 2 weeks at the top of the chart in May 1980. And I've chosen this from it. One of their last top 10 hits. It's got to number 10 in 1979. It's Painter Man. Their big greatest hits collection turned 40 this year. The Magic of Boney M, 20 golden hits from it. Painter Man on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Hi to Kathleen in Worcester. Happy birthday to you. Have a fantastic day. Enjoyed hearing Fleetwood Mac's Man of the World earlier. Says, oh, you're playing one of my favourite songs. Oh, wonderful. This, still number 2 this week, originally out in 1984. What a classic. Wham's Last Christmas on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Wham, number 2 this week with Last Christmas. Will they ever get to number 1 with that song? I don't know. Is this the year? Been waiting a long time. What do you think, Rod? Rod Stewart, Tonight I'm Yours, Don't Hurt Me, on BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's the final Strictly tonight. Played to Robbie earlier, he's making an appearance on the show. He's been told Duchess of Cornwall is going to be making a couple of appearances too. I don't think she's dancing though. But who's your money on? Maisie? Bill? Jamie? Harvey with the no vowels in his name? Somebody give him a dictionary as a prize, never mind a glitterboard trophy. But yeah, who do you want to win? Drop me a line. 81333. Start your message with HW. I'm going for Bill, you know. Can't explain all the feelings.
The sound of Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Aircheckdownloads.com.